Parak Ches, Mishnah Vav. Ha'onin. An onin is a person who lost a loved one, and he's obligated to mourn for him. And the whole day, that the day of the death of the loved one, this person is called an onin. He's prohibited from eating kudshim. So in our case, he wants to eat the carbon Pesach. So the rule is that the day that his relative died, he's an onin on a Torah level. And then the night following the day that the relative died, he's an onin on a rabbinic level. Now, for us, what we need to know is that an onin can't eat kachim. Therefore, carbon Pesach is kachim. He can't eat carbon Pesach. But in our case, right, if it's Erev Pesach, when his relative died, and now he's an onin, so technically we could shecht the carbon Pesach for him on Erev Pesach, because why not? He's not eating it now. He's just shechting it for him. And then at night, when Pesach kicks in, even though he's an onin now on a rabbinic level, because Rabbanan said he's still an onin on the first night, but for the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, they said, you know, they made an exception, you could eat the Karban Pesach. So if you have an onin who became an onin on Erev Pesach, you could still shech the Karban for him, because he's not going to eat it till the night, and at night he's only an onin on a rabbinic level, and therefore he could eat the Karban Pesach. V'amfakeach es hagal. So what this is talking about, you have a guy who Erev Pesach is, you know, he's removing a pile of stones that fell upon a person. Unfortunately, he saw a pile of stones, he heard it fell on a person, so he's going to remove all the stones to save the person's life. Now, he doesn't know if he's going to find the person alive or dead. So now we have a suffix, we have a doubt, hey, maybe he became Tameh, maybe he didn't. So we assume, as long as, you know, we don't know yet, right, we assume he's tar, he's still pure. And he's removing all these bricks on Erev Pesach, right? So you could still shecht the carbon Pesach for him. I'll see what the end of the story is going to be over here, what happens at night. So you can still shecht for him. And if you have a prisoner who's in jail, right, before Pesach and Erev Pesach, and the jail is outside the walls of Yerushalayim, we know that the carbon Pesach has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. So if he was told by, you know, the officers that he'd be removed from that prison, right, and he knows that comes Pesach night, he'll already be out of jail, he'll be back in the walls of Yerushalayim. So even though now he's in jail outside Yerushalayim, because shecht for him now, because again, comes the night, he could eat it. Because he'll be out of prison, he'll be back in Yerushalayim. V'hachole, v'hazakin, an ill person or an older person, shehein yichon le'echol kazayas, they are able to eat a kazayas, the bare minimum, from the carbon Pesach. So all these people, shochtin alein, you could shout the carbon Pesach for them, provided it's in a chabura amongst a group of other people. We don't just do it for them individually, but we do it as long as they're within a group. And the theme here is that they're all people that right now they may not be able to eat it, but comes the night, right? You shecht at Erev Pesach, you eat it at night. Comes the night, they'll be in a position to eat it, and therefore we let them shecht carbon for them now. So they get a point, you know, a person to shecht for them as long as they're part of a group. And then comes the night, they can eat it. And that's the very next part. All these people, don't shecht for them on their own. Meaning, if they're part of a group, and all the group, the whole group is onanes, or the whole group are people that were removing stones from, that fell on top of people, or they were all people that were in jail, or they're all ill people or old people, then don't do it. Why? Because even if you have 20 people, you know, in the group, but if they're all one of these people that we're mentioning, so then Shem Yaviyu as a Pesach de Psul, you may come to bring the carbon Pesach to make it invalid. Because let's say the whole group was onanes, maybe you'll find out that maybe because the onin was so, you know, busy with you know, the funeral, could be he touched the actual dead body. If he touches the dead body, now he's really tummy. And now he certainly can't eat the carbon Pesach. Or the person that's removing the stones to find the person under the pile, he might find the person dead, and then he'll be tummy. He can't either eat from the carbon Pesach. Or the guy that's in jail, and maybe he'll find out that the officers changed their mind, they're not letting him go out. Now he's stuck outside Yerushalayim, he can't either eat the carbon Pesach. And then the ill person and the older person, maybe they'll just not be feeling well, and they can't eat a kazayas. So all these people, you can't shecht for them if they're part of a group where all the people in the group are the same status. Because then they could all become invalid very easily, and then they'll make the whole carbon invalid. But if they're part of a normal group where everyone else could be eating it, so then it's okay. Because worst case scenario, you know, lefikach, that's what the next part of the Mishnah, erev hem psul, that if a psul happened to these people, something made them invalid, they couldn't go ahead and continue the process with the carbon and eat it at night. So not only is it okay, but pesach sheni, they're exempt from bringing a second Pesach a second carbon Pesach by Pesach Sheni. Because at the time of the Shechita, and the time of the slaughtering, and the time of the spritzing of the blood on the Mizbeach, then they were able to eat the carbon Pesach. I lead us, something changed. Doesn't bother us. Since at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, the Shechting and the Spritching, they were eligible for the Karban Pesach. The fact that at night they became ineligible, it's okay, they get their mitzvah, and they don't have to bring another Pesach, comes the Pesach Sheni a month later. Chutz, with the exception of Minim Fakech Bagal, from the person that was pulling out all the stones to try to see if, to find the person that fell underneath, to find out if he was dead or alive, that if he found out that he was dead, Shutami Mitchila So, because we say that all other people, retroactively, they were okay. So since retroactively they were okay, at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, they were okay, even though at the time of the eating, they became invalid, we say the carbon's fine for him. But this guy, it could be that retroactively, when he was, you know, removing all those stones, the person was dead already. So then he was really tummy during the actual Shechita and the actual Zrika. So then the carbon was never good for him, and then he has to wait till Pesach Sheni to bring his carbon, because then he's totally out of the question. Because even at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, he was really tummy. But the other guys, they could have been fine, right? The Onim technically couldn't eat it then, but at night he could eat it, right? Or the guy that was in jail, right? He was told he was going to come out of jail, so he would have been able to eat it had he came out. But then they changed his mind. So the other guys, retroactively, they were in a state that they technically could eat it. Even though that state changed later on, we say it's fine, and they get their mitzvah, even though they can't eat it. Whereas this guy who's pulling out the stones to find his dead body, it could be that in the morning, when he pulled out the first stone, you know, there was a dead body in the air, and he was, hovering over the dead body, and he gets tumas ohel. It's like tumma that he gets from, you know, hovering over the body, and now he's tummy. And at the time of the Shechita and the Zrika, he was tummy, and therefore it would be no good for him. So if they found therefore if they found that Taka, that there was, you know, a dead body under these stones, then this guy who was removing all the stones would have to wait to the second Pesach to bring his carbon, whereby everybody else, even if they became invalid, for the reasons that we mentioned, they still got their mitzvah. Okay. Mishnah Zion. Don't shech the carbon Pesach for an individual. Rather, you should always do it for a full group of people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Because he's concerned that if you just do it for an individual, he may not eat the whole carbon, and then if he leaves it over, there's a transgression of Nosar. We said you're not supposed to leave over any part of the carbon Pesach. You're supposed to eat the whole entire thing. If you leave it over, you have to burn the next day, but you're not supposed to. And if you do, it's a sin, it's a lav, it's a negative commandment. So if Yehuda says, don't shech the carbon Pesach for one guy, because he might leave over, he's not going to be able to eat the whole thing, and you're going to come to make problems. So always do it for a group. But Rabbi Yossi Mater, he says, no, it's not a problem. You could shechta for an individual. It doesn't always have to be a group, because, as long as you know he can eat the whole thing, and then, you know, we're not concerned. Of course, if you know he can't eat the whole thing, then don't do it. But if he says he can eat the whole thing, then it's fine. But the flip would be, afilu chabura shalmeya, even if you have, though, 100 people in a group, that you know they can't all eat a kazayas, and they're not going to be able to eat the minimum shear, then I don't care how big the group is. Ain't shocht in L.A., and you can't shecht for them, because they have to have the minimum shear, the minimum amount. So granted, Rabbi Yossi will say you could shecht for one person, as long as he can eat the whole thing, right? Not like Rabbi Yehuda who said don't do it for one person. But even Rabbi Yossi would say that if it's a whole group of 100 people, and you know they can't eat a kazayas each, because they just, for whatever reason, they can't eat it, then don't go ahead and shecht it, because then the carbon is going to be invalid. Because each person has to have a minimum amount of a kazayas. Okay. And then lastly, the Mishnah says, V'yenos and chaburos nashim, when you are making groups, right, they'll make groups of nashim v'avadim v'ktanim. Meaning, don't, when you're making it like this, the Gemara explains, don't make a group of women and servants together and shech the Pesach for them. And don't make a group of servants and minors together and shech for them. So don't shech for nashim v'avadim in one group, women and servants in one group, or avadim uktanim, servants and minors in one group. Why? Because they say it's priests, it's not appropriate to have these groups set up like that. But if you have a group which is all women, or a group which is all servants, then it's fine, you could shecht for them. Since they're all obligated in the carbon Pesach, you could do it. But if you had a group of all of katanim, all of minors, then don't do the carbon, don't shecht for them, because they don't have seichel, they don't have das, and you can't shecht for them, because they're not really obligated in the mitzvah. So a group of all women or a group of all servants is fine. A group of all kids is not fine. And a group of women with servants or servants with kids would not be fine either.